Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 503, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. That was about half an hour before he came over to Montag Brothers. I had called him up to get a duplicate bill of lading, and, in the course of the conversation, I asked him if he would need me over there that morning. On account of his having an inexperienced stenographer over there, I had been going over there all during the month of April on that account. He said, "Please come over, I have some work for you to do." It was 20 or 30 minutes after that he came over to Montag's. When he came in, I told him that I was afraid I couldn't go over on account of the work I had to do at Montag's, but Mr. Montag finished his dictation in a few minutes, and I then told Mr. Frank that I would have time to come over there and that I would go over there. I started over to the factory between 10:30 and 11 o'clock. It to Dot K is about 5 minutes to get over there, and I reached there before 11 o'clock. I don't know whether Mr. Dot Frank was there when I got there. 6:06. I waited in the outer office a few minutes before I started to work. 6:06. I went in the inner office to get the orders to acknowledge for Mr. Frank. I acknowledged them in the outer office. I do the typewriting in the outer office. These are the 11 orders, defendant's exhibits 11 to 24 inclusive, that Mr. Frank handed me, and I acknowledged. You notice my initials on them, HH. I put on there, acknowledged April 26th by HH. Mr. Dot Frank got those orders when he went over to Montag Brothers and brought them back with him. The acknowledgments are the first step in that case. Several people came in while we were working. Two men, one whose son worked there, came in and spoke to Mr. Frank about the boys being in some trouble in the police court. They went into the inner office to talk to him, and he came out to the outer office with them. Miss Corinthia Hall and Mrs. White also came in there in Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S office, and I talked with him. During this time, Mr. Dot Frank was not doing any work on the financial sheet. I find in this book, Defendant's Exhibit 12, all of the 11 orders which I acknowledged that morning. One order seems to be missing. I just find a requisition sheet for that. I did not enter those orders on the book. It looks like Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S handwriting. I did not write any of these.